doorway that you have now rediscovered, all of you have rediscovered. In the past, it was called the ring path knot. Now we're calling it the dimensional doorway. And go there and see how the light from the crystalline grid and the connection to all of the high consciousness throughout and the sacred places, and how that energy has enveloped and enlightened your doorway now tremendously, like it's a bright, brilliant light all around it. Visualize that, see that. And now begin to walk through the door and find yourself on the other side of the doorway and see how light everywhere has even changed now your creation on this side of the door, and how your creation on this side of the door has now mingled with all of the other creations on this side of the door from everyone else, from all of those, whether conscious or unconscious, have now begun to create this new world, this new dimensional frequency, fifth dimension and beyond frequency, and higher consciousness along with. See how much light now is on this side of the door. Feel yourself bathed in that light, merging with that light. Almost as if you're becoming lost in that light. Now see, again, the creation, your creation, as well as the commingled creation from all others, all awakened star seed, all awakened soul star chakras, all connecting together. And feel a sense of bliss, a love, a oneness, the unity connectedness of all things. Feel yourself as one with all of creation on this side of the door. Perhaps you're seeing beautiful fields of flowers with many different colors that you didn't even see with your physical eyes in the third dimensional matrix, but now are vibrant. The colors unknown to man up to this point. Many species of animals roaming. Some familiar, some not so much. Trees pouring into the sky. Mountains, valleys, hillsides, lakes and streams, creeks, rivers, oceans, all crystalline clear, clean. And showing a consciousness of their own. Feel, you can feel the consciousness within the water itself. You can feel the consciousness within the plants, the trees, the animals, even the rocks and stones themselves. All is one, all is consciousness. So on this side of the door, There is no fear. There's only love. Duality, as you knew it before, is nearly non-existent. For it is only about perception on this side of the door. It was only about perception on the other side of the door as well. But because of all of the programming, you never really understood that aspect, perception. Whatever you perceive will be and is going to be now what you're creating. Perception is the key. Imagination is the key to your new creative reality. Let yourself for a moment bask in this light, in this love, in this oneness. Feel it all so truly. Be that light. Be that oneness. Be that love. Now let yourself begin to come back through the door, but as always, walk backwards back through it. Then once back on the other side of the door, back in the third dimensional matrix, find your way back to your physical form. But as you come back into your physical form, bring that light, that love, that oneness, that peace, that bliss. Bring it back in with you. Feel it all around you as your astral, your etheric, your light body all merge back in with your physical form. Feel yourself alive. But an aliveness you may not have felt before. Really deeply. I am that I am. I'm back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I've come to be with you at this time to continue to help you understand that all of those things you have been waiting for, you do not need to wait anymore. Just simply learn to be. Learn to be who you are and the deep power you have within you. And let that power come out more and more. In a sense that you are not part of the matrix anymore. You are free of it. Free to go about your Father's business, the higher God self's business. Free to enjoy your life exactly as you want to, with no shackles and binds to hold you back any longer, to tie you down. For you are indeed free. But it is important for you to realize that. And in a sense, to remember that. Because you have all done this before, as you have heard many times as the system busters. You have all been through situations such as this. Even these waiting situations that you are in now. But I tell you now, do not wait any longer. Just be. Be in the now. Be in the moment. Be in the love of the moment, in the gratitude of the moment, in the grace of the moment. Because that is how you will find yourselves moving into that new world of your creation, moving through the doorway, the dimensional doorway, moving through the ring past night. The more that you learn to let go and let God move through you, that is how you will find yourselves continuing to move through this transition that you are in. And think of it all as a transition. And as you have heard before many times, a movie. But do not be a part of that movie any longer. Just be the ones observing it. Just observe it for what it is. If it is a movie, if it is a play, whatever. But do not be ensconced within it. Be the observer. Be the neutral observer. And you will find as you continue to run your life in that way, that everything will take its course. And it is all about perception, how you perceive things to be. And the more that you can let go and just let things play out and know that they are playing out, know that all of it, everything that is happening now is happening for a reason. It's happening by decree of the many councils that have come together to decide how things would play out. I speak now of, yes, ET councils, but also of the Ascended Masters, also of your higher selves coming together. It is all a process of inclusion. So let it be. Let yourself just live moment to moment. Enjoy in every moment that you can. Be that joy. Be that gratitude. Be that grace. You will find that before you know it, because your perception has moved from the third dimensional matrix to the creative new world, the new golden age, you will find that the time that you were waiting on previously will no longer be a concern. You'll just be there in that moment, and in the next, and in the next. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move through this transition, letting go of all that has held you back previously, and take your place as the system busters, as the way showers. And know that indeed, that is what you are. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be questions for one who serves and Shoshana?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
Is there a way to ask for assistance that I'm not aware of from you guys? From you guys?
You are wanting to know if there is a way, a technique, a special technique?
Yeah.
To ask for our assistance, is this correct?
Yes. Yep.
There is no special technique. That is just going within yourself and asking. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That is why that was given so long ago. And it pertains to today just as it did so long ago in those times. Just be who you are. Ask for what you want, and you will receive. Maybe not directly in the way that you are looking for in that moment, but you will receive it nevertheless. Just trust. Trust that you are not alone and never have been alone. Your guides, your higher God self, the angels, all are there to assist you. And even those of your ET family are there as well. Your brothers and sisters from the stars. All are there to assist you when you ask for their assistance. Shoshana, do you have anything you had here?
Well, there's one element that's very important here. So may we share that? Your
what's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
There's an element that is required here. May we share that, your sister?
Please.
Your sister, first, we must say that you are worthy. And it is important that you acknowledge that you are worthy, that anything that you ask of your spirit, your connection to ascended masters, and you have, as we find it, some very strong connection, you must consider yourself worthy. We find that that perhaps is lacking. The second thing is to believe. Belief leads to knowing. But the first step is to believe. We find that the gene in all of this male with believing things. That is not just a saying. That is not just something trite. That is the truth. So you must believe that the connection can be made. And you must work on this because we have minds, we have programs that deny us this belief. So you must work on that. You must overcome your doubts. As one who serves has given, you must trust. And trusting requires that you do not doubt. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, thank you. Thanks.
Come on.
Very good. Would there be further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
So a couple weeks ago, I took a pretty cool etheric trip to the third universe, just a casual tour around, really cool stuff. And in that there was a sector in that universe, a little bit different from our universe, but there was a section where we went to and visited. It was really cool. And it kind of refers to what Shoshana has mentioned before, where it was like a playground. You could create a galaxy. You could create a planet. You create a solar system. And we actually stopped and did that. It was fun. Is there like something like that in our universe? Like, is there a place where you can go train like that? It's pretty cool training. And it was kind of like our creation kind of dissipates after a couple hours after you leave or whatever. But that's part A of my question. Part B is, as we're kind of approaching the new world, what kind of training or retraining, I would even say, do we need to go through, and is that available? And I'm talking about like ascended master schools, the Darjeeling Council, and things of that nature, which are, you know, higher in nature. But it seems like we're kind of reapproaching that, at least this aspect is from that. And is that available to us? And as we're kind of going and creating this new world, is there sort of like, are we going through this sort of retraining process to understand, you know, how to remember all this, I guess, would be to say, you know, how do we create a new world, the blueprints and everything that needs to happen with the new world? Is there a training process or a retraining process that we go through?
Dear one, we would tell you that right now you are in that training process. What do you think do we come together for each and every one of these Sundays we come together here? It is training. It is ascended master training, if you wish to call it that. And you are all in that process, in the transition right now to move through this training. And this is what the doorway is all about, and the creation on the other side of the doorway. You have the ability to create a playground, if you wish, whatever it is, right now in this universe, just by going within yourself and working at training your mind, training to believe and see. That is what this has all been about, this training. So just trust yourself to continue to move through in this way. And you will find that doorway, that dimensional doorway, is right there in front of you and has been your entire existence.
Very good. Thank you.
Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
Yes. We wish to share. May you share, dear brother?
Yes, please.
Dear brother, we will review your question to make certain that we understand the question. And one of your questions was, is there something available within this universe that you can use to create what you created in the third universe? Is that correct?
Yes, that was part of my question, correct.
Yes. Well, we will tell you that all universes are magical. They are that which is born and live and is created by the one source. So you can go to any universe and there will be a place where you can create whatever it is you wish to create. You do not know why it had to be the third universe. Maybe it just had easier access. But it is all available to you because it is all time and space. It is all within your creative domain. The second thing that we will say that you perhaps have avoided, you ask, is there something where we can go to train and learn how to create the new world? telling you, dear brother, that you are a trainer. You embody the knowledge and the perspective and the understanding and the creative ability step forward as a trainer. And what you must understand is that as you step forward and embody this mission that you came to embody, it be revealed to you step by step. You cannot know the master plan until you begin it. Once you begin it, and you know this, dear brother. Once you begin it, you will be shown each step. And the reason for that is to understand the connection that you make must be connected by trust, by belief, by knowing. And then each step will be revealed. But the way that this works is it must be started. And then you will be led. Does that make sense, dear brother?
Absolutely, 100%.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question. It's about genetics. And it seems like that what this Earth, 3D Earth, was that our genetics were a big commodity. And there was a lot of manipulation by the dark to manipulate or add to or remove or whatever our genetics. Do you know if that made us what we are, or is that enough? Is that going to be replaced? that's kind of a hard question.
Are you thinking about your DNA and how it was connected?
Our genetics that we brought with us that gave us our traits that were good, like, you know, the traits, yeah. And they are in our DNA, yeah.
Yes, and what is your question directly?
The ones that were removed or manipulated through this past Earth existence, are we going to get those back? I mean, you know, the good...
This is what this is all about, is a reconnection to your higher God self and the remembering, we will say here, of that you all have that God spark within you that was attempted by those of the forces of darkness to remove from you or to remove the memory of that God spark. You see? And this goes with your DNA process as well, and how, yes, the DNA was disconnected to bring you to the double helix that you have now, but there are 12 levels that were disconnected here. So think about what that would bring in terms of the reconnection and the remembering of directly who you are and the power that you have within yourself when those other parts of your DNA are reconnected once again. You see? And that God's part that you all have within you is remembered. They did everything they could to keep you from knowing that you are God within yourself. You are the source within you. So, Shana, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, but we wish to ask for this time to you, as there is tremendous background noise. we cannot. Yes. So we will say this. Those that tinkered, if there is still background, those that tinkered with your aesthetics are long gone. They do not have mastery over your world. They are long gone. The genetics that you wish to reconnect in the physical require a master geneticist. And guess what? They are coming. All the technology to reconnect, to reconstruct the body into which it was originally planned to be is on its way. And much of it has already been revealed, but it is just being kept secret. Okay. So when you find yourself meeting your galactic brothers and sisters, and you find yourself understanding the great technology that they have available, you may be able to request a reconnection. But you must be cautious, you said, because this is just like exploding your brain. Because once you reconnect, and it needs to be a process, but once you reconnect, what you will visually, mentally, and emotionally experience is 10x what you know now.
Thank you.
We take one more question, if there is one, before we release channel.
Okay, I have one then. I had heard that there's a bad Trump, I know there's many probably, but bad Trump in office and the good Trump. Is that what you know?
We can tell you that there are many things that are going on, what you call behind the scenes, and this is one of them. There is the one that is the President Trump, and he is very well protected, and at times he does show himself, but at other times he has what are called doubles, and they are the ones that are doing the work that needs to be done at his demand or at his direction, you see. So there are things that are going on that would appear as if they would not come from one who is the so-called savior and all of this. He is not a savior, never has been, and was intended to be. But they, those ones that are showing themselves are directly working with the White Hat Alliance, you see. And it appears, though, at times that they are not. And that is purposeful in many respects to bring about the collapse of the third dimensional matrix. You see, if the one was there, the President Trump was there, and he was directing things and directly and doing everything he could to dismantle what is there, then there would be no transition to $2 trillion in just 8 months and this past year. The fueled by people, the majority of the population, in many respects, are not ready to be awakened suddenly. So it is a transition. And all is a part of the process here. We know this is somewhat going around and around here, but it is a question that, although many have on their minds at this point, it is one that we have to tread lightly around here because of the many things that are indeed happening now behind the scenes. but will be revealed very shortly here as we find it. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to
add? Well, we will share. May we share?
Yeah, please.
What is happening in your 3D reality is the same old, same old. The 3D reality presents a construct.
GTC!
What was that like for you to walk out on that stage and see that?
So what
you know, Bill, I'm an engineer, not a performer. When I walked out there and all of the people going crazy, it took the breath out of me. And so I was the scariest I've ever been. I'm still scared.
You never know it.
Clad in his signature cool black outfit, Jensen shared the stage with NVIDIA-powered robots. Let me finish up real quick. And shared his vision of an AI future. A new industrial revolution. It reminded us of the transformational moment.